This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The North Carolina-based band Mipso is always on the move, it seems. The group is finishing up a 20-stop summer tour of the U.S. and Canada. And this fall, they will venture back out to a number of European countries, including France, Germany, Austria, and Sweden. Well, they've got fans nearly everywhere, partly because they are prolific. They put out an album nearly every 2 years, and their sound carries with it the story of their North Carolina roots. Mipso performs Saturday at 8 o'clock at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. First three of the members join us in the studio now. Joseph Terrell on guitar and vocals. Wood Robinson is on the bass and vocals. And Libby Rodenbow is on the fiddle and vocals. Welcome to all of you, Mipso. Been too long. Welcome back.
It's been a long time.
Thanks, Frank.
Welcome. Well, you've been on the road a lot. We should probably mention that you are down one member. Jacob Sharp is not with us, lives in Brooklyn. I mean, he's with us, you together, but now he's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's sort of the Durham of New York,
Remind us of the evolution of the yeah, it is that way, isn't it? Kind of, you know, in its own way.
In its own way.
In its own way. Brooklyn wishes it was Durham, doesn't it? Anyway, talk about, Joseph, talk about the evolution of the band and how it came to be that most of you are here and one of you is in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, we're all from North Carolina and we've lived our whole lives here until a couple years ago. We met in college. We were students at UNC together. And when we started touring, we became really halftime residents of the Triangle because we've always toured a lot. And some years got up to like over 200 days a year, which is a lot. And then it came to be that we reached a point where we felt like if we wanted to live somewhere else, we could make it work and we'll meet up for tours. And so Jacob has brothers and great friends in New York and wanted to make some New York time happen in his life. And so he's up there.
Good stuff. Libby, the group certainly has picked up a lot of steam and evolved over the years. Tell us about the recent album. I understand this is for you. You think this is marks a kind of a change for you in your sound a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think that when we listen back to the albums, we can hear the changes. You know, you take them sort of as discrete entities. But in terms of writing the music and playing the songs, the albums kind of flow one to the next. You know, the new songs, it's not like we write them all in a batch right before the recording. We're writing continually. And some of the songs that made it onto the last album were written long before the album before that. Mm. So there's something that feels natural in the process. But I think if I step outside of my band shoes and I look at the albums discreetly, then I can hear there's some sonic changes. And thank goodness, because that would be so boring if there were none.
Well, we'll talk about those. Maybe I'll ask you to play a song first, and then we'll talk about how that evolution takes place. Will you play one for us?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. This was called Take Your Records Home, and it's the first track on the most recent record.
Take your records home. I can't hear them anymore. Take your records home. Left here lying on the floor. Circles in. Like a stranger, take your records home. I've forgotten what they're for. Take your records home. All they do is hang here, thick as smoke. Take records home.
Mipso, Take Your Records Home from the album Edges Run, the latest album from Mipso. Joseph Terrell is on the guitar and vocals, and Wood Robinson is there on the bass. Libby Rodenbow is playing the vocals, well, playing the violin and singing the vocals. I think it'd be a better way to put it. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Libby, talk about the fact, and I said something about your music being rooted here in North Carolina. I think people can feel that and hear it, but you recorded your, not your latest album, but your next album, I guess, right, in Eugene, Oregon?
No, that is the latest
you
album.
You did
that's
oh, so
out.
That was also mm-hmm. in okay,
that was
great.
In Oregon. We're currently recording. We're in the process of recording a new one. We started that in Asheville, but the one that song is from, Edges Run, was done out in Eugene.
And what was that like for you?
It was really weird. We've always recorded right here in the Triangle and been able to like go home and see our boyfriends and girlfriends, etc., and have a little decompression time. And it was really tough not to have that. We were like in a little tiny Airbnb because we couldn't really afford to get an Airbnb, and just like crammed like sardines in there, and then crammed like sardines in the studio all day. And it's good because you get a lot of work done, but it's emotionally maybe overly intensive.
Was there anything about the place itself? I mean, because it is one thing not to be able to go home and visit and that sort of thing. But then there's Eugene, Oregon is not, you know, Asheville or Durham.
Yeah, and Eugene's beautiful and it's a cool town. Yeah. But we were there in January and it was just cold and dark and rainy pretty much every day, which does, you know, affect your emotional state when you're, like Libby said, trying to intensely make something very personal. Then you can't really walk outside. We were cooped up and cold. Yeah. But it actually suited the songs. In some ways, it was like a little pressure chamber to make this record happen. And I think that it sounds a certain way, partly because of the stuff that made it hard.
Well, I will talk to you about the latest album and what your project in Asheville in a minute. But I'll first ask you if you will do another song for us, will you?
Mm-hmm. Surely will. This one's called Moonlight. And I have a tune.
All right. While we're doing that, would you tell me a little bit, Libby, about this record that you've done in Asheville? And again, in Asheville, not Nashville.
Yeah.
And a little bit more about that record.
Well, it's just in its infancy. That's like almost all there is to tell so far.
Right.
We started working a month ago, and we just have some like bedrock tracks so far. But it's fun. I think it's going to be a fun album.
Can you sense, we talked about the differences, and you say, you know, if you listen back to back, you can hear the evolution. What about this album? Can you hear it? Can you feel it already? Or will you have to wait till it's out to tell me kind of how it sounds different?
I have suspicions about it, but so much could change between now and the final product, which is a really cool time. I think like it has a lot of poppy elements that we're leaning into rather than trying to downplay, maybe, I would say. But aside from that, the sounds are going to be, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be yet.
They will be mipsotic, no doubt.
They'll certainly be mipsotic, yeah.
All set?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm not a bird with a broken wing. I just felt like walking for a while. It's such a shame to race through a pretty night. We've been high for a while now. It wasn't so much falling as coming down. I wondered how the clouds looked from the ground. See me sometime soon, looking pale and blue. That's just the moonlight. If there's silver in my eyes, I'll be fine. That's just the moonlight. As I view it's you, you look up and offer me a smile. Something wild and weightless for a little while. I'll be down here moving slow and easy, just a long night on my own.
I got a Christian basis, I'm not alone. If you see me sometime soon, looking pale and blue, that's just the moonlight. If there's silver in my eyes, I'll be fine. That's just the moonlight. Thief didn't take anything I'd need, and just a sleepless week, an old thing that said it was easy to dance and spin. Before we got this far, picture me looking shoes. If you see me sometime soon, looking pale and blue, that's just the moonlight. If you see me sometime soon, looking pale and blue, that's just the moonlight. If there's silver in my eyes, I'll be fine. That's just the moonlight.
Moonlight. There's Mipso, or most of Mipso, from their latest album, Edges Run. Joseph Terrell, Wood Robinson, and Libby Rodenbow. Mipso is going to be performing at 8 o'clock Saturday, North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh. Let's talk a little bit more about this this new project, because I understand that you're working with a producer. Is this the first time you've worked with this new producer now?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and is it changing your sound at all? Or
I think so. I think that part of the producer's job on our records in the past has always been to help us find the best way of sounding like us rather than like changing it up.
Yeah.
But this guy, his name's Sandro, Sandro Perry, he comes from Toronto, and he has a cool perspective on stuff. He's got a great grounding in just like the tradition of American popular music, but he also comes from sort of a more experimental jazz and electronic background. He's got lots of ideas. And
lots stuff that, is some of that going to be? I mean, because I understand too, if you can spend a little more time in the studio, it's great and it'll give you great sound. It allows you to grow. But then when you go take it on the road, that could complicate things.
Yeah, maybe. But we've never tried to limit ourselves to what we could accomplish on the road. And I think it's kind of a fun challenge to like record a song, which happened a couple of times on Edges Run, where we finished recording it and then we thought, we're really going to have to figure out how to play that live. And so we've expanded the instruments we bring on the road. We play different electric instruments and some keyboards and different percussion elements now. So we've never really like gone into a recording process thinking, better make this safe on the road. It's kind of like, let's see what we can do and we'll figure it out later.
Does that change things for you? That's interesting too, because you can play in a studio, right? You can do overdubs and you come back at it and do a lot of electronics and anything. Now you hear the song and you go, all right, how do you do this live? And I just wonder if that next step, saying let's see if we can do this in one take, if that changes even how you hear your own music and how you approach the next song you might write.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the core of a song is usually relatively few elements,
mm-hmm.
and when we're in the studio, we get all caught up in a good way. We get all caught up in the intricacies of a song, but when you take it on the road and the way that people hear it, I think generally boils down to like a couple of melodies, a couple of lines. It's like the essence of a song is so simple and so, you know, simple, but also sort of like perfect and pure. And I think all the things that you do around that in the studio are interesting and can hopefully serve to, you know, draw you into that essence even more, but they're really superfluous, or they could go infinite.
Well, it can keep you rooted, because if you stayed in the studio, you'd start drifting off into la la land. But otherwise, when you have to perform it, you think about things like melody and harmony, and on special effects. Cool stuff. Always great to talk with you, Joseph Terrell, Wood Robinson, and Libby Rodenbow. Mipso, join me today, Joseph on guitar and vocals, Wood on the bass and vocals, and Libby on fiddle and vocals. Fourth member Jacob Sharp is not with us, but he will be with them the next time you see them. They're going to be playing Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And you can find out more about them and our show at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to give you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, Frank. Good to be back.
North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, MIPSO.
Go to sleep now, little dreamer. Your waking's done. And there'll be dreams there for the taking. Now the waking day is done. They'll be brighter than a pot of gold and sweeter than a honeycomb. Go to sleep now, little dreamer. Your waking day is done. Go to sleep now, little dreamer. It's resting time. As you rest there with the sleepers, you can close your little eyes. There'll be open seas and sandy shores, cedar trees and sycamores. Go to sleep now, little dreamer, it's waking time no more. Both the rising and the setting ones, there'll be rest enough for the dreamer now the day is done. Slowly come the morning light, the stars give way to sun. Sleep now, little dreamer, the waking day is done. Sleep now, little dreamer, it's growing dark. And as you rest there with the sleepers, know that dreamers play their part. They're a pair of wings on a ball and chain, a burning cold in the pouring rain. Go to sleep now, little dreamer, the dark is here again. Both the rising and the setting ones, there'll be rest enough for the dreamer now the day is done. Slowly come the morning light, the stars give way to sun. Sleep now, little dreamer, the waking day is done. Sleep now, little dreamer, the waking day is done.